Well, all I, from my point of view, all I know from the moment, from my point of view, a number of people contacted me, Catherine, and just basically the situation was when they arrived at the voting polls, the booths, voting booths of their, of their area, such as their local school of their area, where they were to vote, and cast their voting to one for the referendum on Friday last year, they had no vote. Now, at the marriage and the leading days up to it, no voting cards arrived and so on. Not for these particular people contacting me now, but I know it was a trend. I heard it in local radio and so on, but voting cards not arriving. And the advice was then, if you turn up with your driver's license, passport, etc., you'd be okay that way when you were registered. But these people that I know, these people that contacted me, I would know them, like, they're genuine voters all their life. They're voting all their life since they could vote, like. And they turned up as normal. And once they turned up, there was no vote for them. They were just turned away at the polling booths and said that they couldn't vote because they weren't registered. So then, obviously, they contacted me then immediately afterwards then. And obviously at the time there was nothing I could do then, late on Friday night, then there was nothing I could do. There was nothing I could do anyway because the closing date was the 20th of February for registrations. But I suppose the thing was these people genuinely felt that they didn't have a vote because there were no change in their circumstances, no moves to house, etc. So nothing had changed. And while I wholeheartedly agree with them, there is something wrong here with the system. People that are on the register all the time should not be going off the register for no unknown reason or some unknown reason. So I'm going to be trying to chase up on that this morning as best I can where possible per individual to see what is the situation against their name, why were they taken off, or what caused them to be brought off. But this is not acceptable, Catherine, going forward. Bear in mind here, obviously, we have both local elections and European elections now in the start of June, the first week or so in June. So this is not acceptable going forward on that because these people want to be registered again for that and they will be registered for it. But anybody else out there who hasn't contacted myself or contacted their other fellow councillor colleagues as well, I know it's a trend that's there. I've been aware of this from other colleagues as well. It's happening also throughout the place. I would urge them all, please, just this morning, regardless of her chasing up on their behalf, to just get registered as well alongside that, to get registered, and we will chase what we can on our behalf for them, see what the answers were, but they still individually have to get registered themselves. We can't register for them. And I would also appeal to the young people out there, the young voters out there that are just turning voting age at the minute, also as well to get registered. It's very important to get registered, certainly ahead of the local and European elections now in June, Catherine. Very important because obviously people have missed out on Friday, for Friday's referendum. We can't do nothing about that now, but we can do something about June. And as I say, if you want change, make change. When the voting day is there, that is your day to either vote if you want change or if you want things to stay as they are, okay, you vote for that either, whatever the case may be, your opinion of the choice at the time. And
I suppose, though, the message, even though you're saying there could be a number of different reasons you're going to investigate it, but the main message to take away from this is to not take for granted that you are registered to check.
Yeah, that is another problem as well, Catherine, to check that you are there as well. That's another issue as well, all right, definitely to check as well. Unfortunately, that clearly has caught people off guard. But in fairness, I suppose with respect to the people that are caught off guard, it's probably prudent to check, all right, as you say. But the thing is as well, if there's no reason for your name to be taken off, that's the other side of it as well. This is the argument that's going up as well. Why is our name removed? Why is our name taken off? You know, I hear what you're saying. Checking as well is always good with anything to check when there was such. But somebody took the names off. This needs to be highlighted as well. Somebody removed the name for whatever reason. Their name was removed or names were removed for a reason. And we need to get to the bottom of this as well because for whatever reason their names were removed for, we need to stop that happening in the future.